Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, the development of an Apple Car autopilot feature appears to be one step closer to reality, as Apple has reportedly placed an order with a Korean supplier. The order is not for the final autopilot chip itself, which would almost certainly be fabricated by Apple's supply chain partner TSMC, but rather for modules that will eventually be incorporated into that chip. This week's supply chain report says that Apple has been developing the chip modules and packages for use in the Apple Car with a South Korean outsourced semiconductor and assembly test company. The firm was working on the module for a chip that operates the autopilot feature that is similar to what's currently used in Teslas. These types of chips oversee things like AI computation and neural net processing, and help manage the integration between things like the CPU, GPU, cameras, and memory. Although this is the first time we've heard of this contract between Apple and the South Korean partner, the work is said to have been underway for almost a year, and it could be completed sometime next year. The supply chain report also points out that this is similar to the process Tesla used when it was first developing its autopilot technology. But for the time being, Apple's plans for a car are still very unclear, with possibilities including an actual car that is sold directly to consumers, cars that are leased to ride-sharing companies, or technology from Apple that is incorporated into cars made by existing brands. In other news today, Apple has released the fourth beta of iOS 15.4. This update is expected to be released to the public sometime in March, but Apple is still making small changes even with beta 4. One of the biggest changes with this week's update is that iOS 15.4 includes a new Siri voice for users in the United States. This comes after Apple updated the Siri voice options last year with iOS 14.5, which is when Apple said Siri would no longer default to a female voice, and it added two additional choices. This new voice is referred to as Voice 5, and it's available in the Settings application under the Siri and Search menu. Apple says the new voice has been recorded by a member of the LGBTQ+ community, and that millions of people around the world rely on Siri every day, so it works to make the experience feel as personalized as possible. iOS 15.4 also includes new changes for anti-stalking alerts for AirTags and other Find My accessories. These are changes that Apple first announced as coming sometime this year, earlier this month. You can get a closer look at these AirTag and Siri voice changes in iOS 15.4 Beta 4 at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple is once again dropping the mask mandate at its retail stores in the United States. As first reported by Bloomberg, Apple has informed retail employees in a memo that customers in eligible stores will no longer be required to wear a face mask. The company notes that Apple Store employees will still be required to wear a mask for the time being, and Apple says that it will continue to recommend that everyone who visits an Apple Store should wear a mask. The new policies apply to stores located in states where people are no longer required to wear a mask, including those like New York, Ohio, North Carolina, and more. The mandate will, however, stay in place in states that have stricter COVID-19 protocols still implemented. As always, it's important to keep in mind that this is not the first time Apple has dropped its COVID-19 mask requirements in its retail stores. Apple dropped the mask mandate in November of 2021, then reinstated it just a month later, as the Omicron variant drove an increase in cases in the U.S. And finally, Apple still hasn't set an official date for when corporate employees will be required to come back to the office. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.